for the latest in the Alexandrina Council region now. Mayor Keith Parks joins me on the line. Hi there, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Jenny. Great, thank you, and good morning to your listeners. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you too. There was a council meeting on Monday. I hear there's been some progress for the Friends of the Oscar W with regards to their bid to have their, you know, the beautiful old paddle steamer staying at the Goolwa Wharf precinct. Is that right?
That's right. So it's been to council and it was confirmed and adopted that the boat will stay with the actual wharf shed itself where it is right at the moment. It will stay with that shed and also the facilities for the volunteers that operate the boat and look after it and maintain it. That'll all stay as part of that area. So it's not being moved at all to the other end of the wharf completely. So it works in with the original plans that were done and consulted on in 2012 and 19. We're progressing with that plan. We've got to get on with that, which is fixing the wharf and Signal Point. But within the plans, it shows the Oscar W at the southern end of that shed and the barrel shed at the northern end. So the barrel shed, which is a commercial operator, they'll swap ends, but they'll have half of the shed each. And we'll get on with it and get no more messing about, get it done, fixed, and keep everybody as happy as we can.
Easier said than done, I'm sure.
It is.
But, yes.
You know, we're still seeking funding to do more work as per the grand dream plan, but that's entirely dependent on funding. And at this stage, our focus is on getting that original plan underway and getting the work that needs to be done.
With us at the moment is the Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks. I hear you've had a bid for the presidency of the Local Government Association. Tell us about this.
Yes, Jenny. I'm a board director on the Local Government Association of South Australia. There's 8 directors, 4 regional and 4 metro. I'm one of the regional ones. And every 4 years, the opportunity to stand for president comes up, and it's a 2-year term. So an opportunity has come up now this year, at the end of the year, for a regional one. So I'm nominating. Council's approved my nomination. I'll be one of 10 people who can nominate. So we don't know who's going to nominate yet, but I guess if you're in local government, it's the ultimate end of your career. It's also very good, beneficial for our council that the interaction with the government, both federal and state, in that role is a lot more focused, and it enables, you know, you get a lot more contact with the ministers. So it's an important thing to have a go at, and there is a great substantial benefit to our council, and so keep our fingers crossed.
Mm. Yeah, and from what I remember having spoken to you in the past about the council elections later this year, you're putting in another bid for the mayoral position again?
Yes, I'll nominate again for another term. I'd like to do one more term. You know, I think if possible, hopefully I'll be re-elected, and during that term, I'm also hopeful that we can have somebody within council who is keen to sort of follow on, that we can sort of do some planning for the future so we've got continuity of what we're doing. But we've got a lot of stuff to finish off. We've got several major projects to get done. I'm very keen to focus on our core roles and get our financial situation a bit better. Look, we've borrowed a bit of money because of the availability of grant money. While it was there, we've got that. There's no more coming, I don't think. And so it's a matter of tightening the belt. We're all going to have to do. It could be up to what's going to happen with the economy. So it's time to keep an eye on it and just get back to basics and finish off the jobs we're doing.
So the voters' roll closes 5 p.m. next Friday, the 29th of July. What about for people wanting to nominate as councillors or to, you know, go for your job?
Yeah. Nominations for council open on the Tuesday, the 24th of August, and they're open until midday on the 6th of September. Then the ballot papers go out to the ratepayers during that, between the 14th and 20th, and then on the 10th of November is the day they actually close the voting, and on the 12th they do the count. The more people that we can get to vote, the better.
Is it right that you can't go in for both councillor and mayor at the same time?
That's correct. If you're an existing councillor, I think anybody running for mayor needs to, and people agree with me that I've been, people I know that are going to run for council agree with me that you need to do a term as mayor before, term on council before you nominate for mayor, so you know what's going on. if you nominate for mayor and you don't get in, well, you don't automatically get another go at running for council.
That's a shame.
You've either got one or the other. It's a bit of a shame because you could have a very good and very capable councillor who would be exceptionally good as a mayor, that runs for mayor, and if that person didn't get in, then you've lost that person for 4 years. It's unfortunate. We can't do anything about it because the elections are run simultaneously. It's not two separate things.
I mean, speaking personally, not necessarily on behalf of the Alexandrina Council, do you think that there's scope for that to be changed, or do you think that it should be looked at?
It's been talked and found and talked about for a long time. I can't see how it could be changed. The problem is the cost of running an election is extremely expensive, and if you've got to run an election for councillors and then run a separate election for mayors, you'd have to do them at different dates. It's problematic and it's costly. So, and it's worked this way for years and years and years. In the local government reform that's currently recently been gone through by the previous government, which is now coming into place, there are no changes to that part of it at all.
Well, thanks so much for your time today, Mayor Keith Parks.
Thank you, Jenny. It's lovely to talk to you, and take care. Keep warm.